Kumlen la black tomorrow. The rabbi of Kufchav Gimel Amar Aleph. The Gemara is. Let's go. Ready? One. Half cup. Two. Three. Go. Okay, with 13 or 14 lines in the wide lines. Boy, menei Rab Chelba, menei Rab Shmuel Nachmeni. Rab Chelba, who was Abiyanis as Talmud, asked Rab Shmuel Nachmeni, Maro Yaakov Shinod Mechay Reuven. Why Taka did Yaakov take away the Pechay from Reuven? Then Nosna Li Yosef. Why did he give it to Yosef? Freddy Gimora says, Rab Shmuel said to him, Ach Chashtenish, Maro, what do you see? It says in Pasuk. Uve Chala Yitzuyah, because Reuven committed a sin. He took the bed out of Rachel's thing and he put it in Beleah. Elamara took out a bila. Elamara shenitna li Yosef. Why dafke Yosef? Could have given to any one of the children. Why did Yaakov give the bechira over to Yosef? So the Gemara, it's a fascinating mashal. Em shalachom mashal doiva. I'll give you a mashal. Doiva le balabayis. It's similar to a balabas she gadol yosem b'ter beisav. A balabas raised a yosem, an orphan in his house. Who is the balabas? And this nimshul is Yosef. Who is the orphan? Yaakov. Hear this. Yaakov is the orphan and Yosef is the balabas. Because Yaakov was hungry and he came to Mitzrayim and Yosef fed him. So Yosef carried him. L'yamam ha'asher Yosef. Yosef. Later on the Asher. This Yosef came in Asher. Yaakov suddenly had something to give. He had the b'chayit of Reuven that he took away from Reuven. He can give it to anybody he wanted. But Amal, he said, Ahaniyu l'balabai. He's m'lechasay. I will give my benefactor from my n'chasim. So I'm going to give him the b'chayit.
Would you say that Yaakov's original
kavana
was to marry Rachel, not Leah?
So wait. Amalei said to him, I don't understand your answer. So what are you telling me? The only reason why he gave to Yosef, he happened to have something in his hand. L'cheide, if somebody did a favor to me, I have to go out of my way to try to pay him back. Over here, it sounds like if it wouldn't have been for Reuven's Aveira, Yaakov would have nothing to give Yosef. Well, he never say thank you to Yosef otherwise. He never give any benefit to Yosef or thanked him. It sounds like from you that he happened to have something he tried to give Yosef. He would have had it if Reuven didn't sin, do nothing. I'm sure what you're saying now, Rabbi Yehuda, that he did not say that. Rachel should have had the firstborn Yosef. Ela tells Yaakov Yosef. Ela she could masale berachmin, but Leah daven, and therefore she had the first chayit. But because Rachel displayed an immense kind of tznius, over here tznius does not mean tznius modesty like we normally hear. Tznius over here means edelkeit, that she was very sensitive to her sister's needs, as a member from Rashi who comes from here. Zira Kodesh Baruch Hu, she gave it back to Bechayit to her. What's going on here? My kod mosalei v'rachim. What do you mean? She davim. The number of the chesiv, it says, v'einei leia rakas. Her eyes were very soft, tender. My rakas. What do you mean rakas? Ilei marakas, mama, because she cried a lot. Or that she was ugly, was drooping down. Ev, she big news behem, but tamei le di barak. Kosa, the tater doesn't want to talk about in a pejorative way, even about an animal that's tamei le chesiv. Mina behem ha-toidu, mina behem ha-she, einenu toidu. Big news, tzaddik, kedibra kosa, we'll talk about the insulting a tzaddik. Elamra blaza, she matune seh aruches. It means that every gift that she had was lo'elam vod. A koyin is lo'elam vod. A levi is lo'elam vod. And meluch is, by David, meluch is lo'elam vod. And they all came out of Leah, Yehuda and Levi. Rava ma lo'elam rakiz mamish. No, her eyes take, were rakiz, but were leginayu lo, it wasn't embarrassing. Elo shavachu lo, in fact, it's a praise. Shehoisa shemasa parasha drachim. At home she didn't hear, but you heard on the crossroads. B'nei Adam shayim, people saying, shnei bonim yeshlo l'rivka. Rivka has two sons. Shtei bonis yeshlo l'lovin. Lovin has two older daughters. God, g'dayla l'god, l'vitan l'kotten. L'chayda lei will go to the older son, Esav, and the second daughter, Rachel, will go to Yaakov. V'hoisa yeshav r'drachim. She was sitting there on the crossroad, is Godel, and she asked, tell me, this older guy, Esau, my master, she obviously hadn't heard about Esau, what's he like? She, they told him, Ishrahu, he's evil, Melastin Brias, he's a robber, Kotna Meisav, and the younger one, is he any better? What do you mean better? Ish, Tam, Yeshiv Oilim, he's a guy who sits and learns tight all day. When she heard that, she cried, at Shinoshu Riseina, until her eyebrows fell out. Because she wanted to have marry Esav. Hashem saw that not Leah was hated by Yaakov, but Leah hated the fact that she might marry Esav. That Yaakov hated her. This derogatory thing. She hated Esav's actions. What happened? Eibshed opened up a womb, and therefore she gave birth to the b'chay first because it bothered her so much. Leitach is rachma. Well, my tznius is hoisa by Rachel. What's the tznius by Rachel? So we say here, that Shechiva Yagid Yaakov Rochel Kiachir Vior. Yaakov told Rochel, I am your father's brother. Now, was Yaakov really Lavan's brother? Yaakov is Lavan's nephew. Yaakov is Lavan's sister, Rivka's son. He ben Rivku, while Lavan Achais of Vihu. Ella, Amala, Minzavidli. Yaakov said to Rochel, I'm 74 years old, it's time to get married. What do you think about a shidduch here? Amrale, she said, "In good idea. Miu abaramahu. My father is a trickster. He's a conniving, cunning fellow. Can't trust him. Bela yachlele, you'll never overcome him. Amrale." And here Yaakov was a little bit overconfident. He says, "My ramuusa. What? How in the world can he trick me?" Amrale, she already had a premonition. Isli achter de kashisha minoy. I have a sister older than me. Bela mentally mekama. There's no way that he'll let you marry me. Before her. Amalah said, Yaakov said, I get a little bit overconfident. Achavani b'ramois. I can deal with him when it comes to the Nazgut. This is the Ishtam too overconfident.
This is the Ishtam coming out.
That's right.
He really thought that they're verstanden from Fanaya.
Exactly.
Aganevus a cop.
Exactly. Amalah, me shoddy, Lutz Dikin, Lutz Gui b'ramois. Just because the Lovin is a Ramai, does that give permission for Yaakov to behave that way? Talking about in yeah. It says in the Pharisee in the Pasik. Im geve titabar, ve imike titapla. With a good person titabar, you deal with that. Like, sorry? Im novar titaver, but im ikesh titapo. But him, you have to deal with in his way, in a crooked way. Moslah some money, gave some money. Kikomaila leleya. When Leah was brought to the chuppah, Savra hashta michzav achtoy. When she saw Rachel, saw that Leah was the one brought to the chuppah, she the sneeze of him mean that she was sensitive to the busha that Leah would have to undergo when Yaakov suddenly in front of everybody realizes it's Leah, and he'll walk out or send her away. Misatina Nele, I will give her my some money. Behind the sea, by your boy giving you Leah, Miklal, Izaraya, that hashta lavlehi. Until now, Yaakov didn't realize. Why not? El Mateich Simonim Shemosla Yaakov Lerachol Umasar Teleya. The Simonim, the sign that he gave her, Lahav Yodel Adahi Shaita. They just said that the same kind of voice. They wore a thick veil. Couldn't tell.
Boy, how did you feel in the morning? Vihine Leah, and now what does he think about Rachel? I gave her these secrets.
When he found out, he admired her even more. A week later, he married her. He wanted to marry her the next day. He saw what kind of selfless person she was. The biggest chutzpah is that Leah then accused Rachel, you stole my husband. In the Tatum, in Bayetze, she said, you stole my husband. That would have been Rachel and a smack in the face. It would have been right in order. I stole your husband?
So there must be some deep pshat there.
The Mefarshim have a very difficult time trying to find a deeper pshat. It shows the greatness of Rachel that she sat there and said a word. When they came to Mitzrayim, it says it was 70, but yet but if you count them, you see the 69. Amalei to Uma Isim Dina. Dina had a twin. Yechsiv as Dina. The S. What do you mean? And because the S Dina Bita. The S means there's somebody else there as well. El Minyata. So you tell me every time there's a Vav, it means there's a twin. According to this, to Uma Isim Binyamin. Binyamin also had a twin. Yechsiv. It says the S Binyamin Achi Benimoy and Binyamin. That means Binyamin also had a twin. Amar. He said, well. Okay, you're teasing it out of me. Magolia's Toiva Hoysibiyadi had this beautiful medrash I didn't want to tell anybody. But Atom of Akish, of the many, you want me no longer to be belong to me, I have to now give it to everybody else? He's just teasing him. Hachi Omer Abchabachanina. Zuya Chevet Shahirasa, that we had before already. This is Yechevet Shahirasa Badera. She was conceived on the way, but Veleidasa Benachim, she was born as they entered Mitzrayim. So Yechevet was actually older than Amram.
How old was Binyamin by the time they came to Mitzrayim?
Yosef died 110, and they all came to the time. He lived another 20 years. So, and Levi was the last one who passed away. Yosef the first.
No, I'm asking about Binyamin because if this is Binyamin's twin,
no. We
moved off from there.
Yeah, no twins.
I thought you
were finished all over. Now we're saying it's Yecheved. The missing one is Yecheved. There's no twins. Shlomo says
the vav from the ace means what?
Nothing. It means
we don't dash it.
No. And we say that why when Ron mentioned the girls, all the girls died out or something. Shneimer says that she yolda Yisrael Levi b'Mitzrayim. She was born to Levi in Mitzrayim. Leidasa b'Mitzrayim. She was born in Mitzrayim. But ain hayrasa Mitzrayim, but she wasn't conceived in Mitzrayim. By Menei Rab Chelbe, we're talking about Chelbe Neshmol Achmeini. Ksiv it says that he kasha yolda Rachel as Yosef. It says as soon as Rachel gave birth to Yosef, Yaakov said, "Okay, let's move on. Let's go back to home." Why did he wait till Yosef was born? Maishnokis yalad Yosef. Why punk now when Yosef was born? He said, "Let's leave." Amalei, he said, "Ro Yaakov." Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov saw she'ein zarei shel eisav nim. So the only one who's able to overcome Amalek is Ella b'yad zarei shel Yosef. Only Yosef. Shemem it says v'hoye beis Yaakov eish. Yaakov's house was compared to fire. Aber beis Yosef lehava to a big furnace, a big torch. We're based Ace of the Cash, and the house of Ace compared to all that, only a straw. Ace, I'll ask you questions. You tell me the only one who can overcome a Moloch is Bnei Yosef. Tell me, it says, Mefated by Yaakov David, that David himself, without the help of Bnei Yosef, was able to destroy a Moloch. Mahanayshev Ada Ede, Lemochrosim, he destroyed them. Amale, he said back to his shop. Okay, I see you know your Nevi'im. You have no idea about Ksuvim. The Ksiv, because it says in Ksuvim, Divra Yamim, there it says, that Belechta El Tziklag, when they came to Tziklag, which is talking about the same thing, Naflu Allah Ben Menashe. A number of people from Menashe joined the fight. Who were the people from Menashe? Edna, the Yezacha, the Yediel, the Michal, the Yecha, the Alu, the Tzilzi, Roshe, or Allah, the Mashallah Menashe. So that's why David was able to overcome them. Bnei Yosef were involved. Okay, Moshe, Rabbi Yosef, the question says the Pasuk over there also, Mehem, over there, Bnei Shimon, from the children of Shimon, Holchu, they went, Lehaseyeh, to where Yosef is saying, Anoshim, Chamesh, Meit, 500, Uplatya, the Nareo, Rafiya, Vizil, Bnei Yishi, Bereshim, they all led. So we see Shimon also could have overcome not only Bnei Yosef. Again, says the Gemara, it says, Vayako, Sheza, Plate, Lamolik, that they destroyed the leftover refugees from Amalek. So we see Shimon also did it. Amar Abba Shela. Who do you think Yishi was? Yishi, the name Yishi there, is B'nai Menashe. It's actually not from the family of Shimon. As we see, it says in another pasuk, B'nai Menashe and the children of Menashe were Chefer v'Yishi. Chefer we know, because that's Slav Chab ben Chefer. We had it the whole time before. And Yishi. Tell them what we learned. Abchoi noitul pishnayim. Abchoi gets double bezroya in the proportions of the kachim kalin. So in the zroya and the four legs of a lechayim and in the cheeks of a cave in the stomach. Uve mikdoshi and also in the holy mikabonis of a shevach sheshovchun the chasin lachmi. The father died and the prophet continued to improve. The b'chay gets double portions in all of these. Now we're going to analyze it. Keitza, how's it work? He niach lehenavi and part of mukheres and muskeres lechayim. The father left behind a bull or a cow that's sitting in, that's being rented out to somebody else, and as it's being rented out, it's improving in value. The b'chay will get double portion. The animal belongs to the father, but just out somewhere wandering about in the swamps or in the pastures. The yolden gave birth to a baby in bechoynetul pishnaim, to a baby calf. The bechoy gets double portion. Avol bonu batim v'notu bekramim. If after the father died, the other brothers went ahead and they built houses. They improved it personally. He does not get a double portion in any improvements that they made afterwards. Only improvement that happened by itself. Ein bechoynetul pishnaim. Now the Gemara analyzes. Hi hasroya v'alachayim v'kevi. Hey, what are we talking about? Idi also there when the father was alive and they already gave it to the father. Pshita it belongs to the father. Of course he gets a double portion. V'idolay also there when if the father didn't yashin yet, if the father didn't get it yet as a kohen, uroyu. It's only a pledge. Then b'chaynayt l'barogim mozik. How does he get in the potential? We learned before b'chay does not get a double portion. Only what ashaloy ashim matzaloy. Only what he has. We're talking about makide kuna, which means coin that we recognize. Rashi in Gittin learns makide kuna means that since this coin, this Yisrael only gives it this coin, and to all the other people in the world are miyayish and masir das, it's as if it belongs to the coin already. Rashbam here says that the Yisrael makide kuna is a good friend to as soon as he shechted the animal before he separated, he already was mazaka. Literally, he's mazaka this year, so he got it already. Or Taisa says even though he's mazaka, but it's like a promise and a promise for a small amount, people don't change their mind. Even you're allowed to. You shouldn't. If you should, as if you already gave it to him.
Protects you. They're
always
relatives
yeah.
And friends.
That's why you have to have a good network of friends. It had to be Yishach while the father's alive, because Yishach after the father died, then it was row, you don't get double. And we hold matonis. As soon as you check the animal, even though you didn't set aside yet, this is Rei and Lechaim, as if it already set aside, therefore it goes over to the father. Mukdashim Fedig Mari, you tell me Hegdish, Obachai Lav Di Dainu, Hegdish, Kabanas doesn't belong to the Kain, how can the Bchai get double portion? Bekotchim Kalim, talk about Kotchim Kalim, the Kotchim Kalim is a Machlekit, if it belongs to the Kain or belongs to Hashem. The Liba, the Rabbi Yisak, Lili Dama, Mom and Bailmu, that it belongs to the owner, and therefore it belongs to the Kain. The Tanya we learned, the Maul, Maul, Bahashem, your Maul, Bahashem, the Rabbish Kotchim Kalim, that includes everyone's other Tanayim Hall, does not include Kotchim Kalim. The Shem Mom and Bailim includes Kotchim Kalim, which belongs to the owner. He niach the letter that said he niach and pavi and potem who can get rented out. Biyada chedim. Oisha hayoroi, hoisa roi be'efa v'yol l'b'choi. No, it'll be shnaget double. Two examples again. Rented out by others are wandering in the swamps. Pasture. Hash to mukeres and muskeres. L'chayda madoch when it's rented out to others. Which mamish not in our reshus. Yet you tell me b'choi get double portion. You need to tell me if the animal's out in the pastures when the father dies that the b'choi get double portion. There it belongs completely to the father. Nobody else has involved in it. The la b'shusa the moradid who came is not staying in the reshus of the original person. Yet Amrit, you tell me shaku that he gets double portion. Roya be'efa meboya. You got to tell me he's wandering about. If he gets it. So the gemara hakamash will come teach you the mukeres umuskeres dumia the roya be'efa to tell you that if it's rented out by somebody else, it has the same thing. Roya get double. Why? Because ma roya. What's the logic? Ma roya be'efa shvacha the melekasi when the animal's wandering about and grazing. Why do you? We'll get double portion because it's happening by itself. Any improvement, we're like a chassid mazayna, and the criteria is it didn't cost you a penny. Av mukedas and muskedas, even though people are feeding the animal, but it doesn't cost you anything. Therefore, it's considered like it's natural. That's a chiddush. That even though there are people who are feeding the animals, so maybe it's no longer shvach mamela, maybe it's an improvement that happened after the father died and the b'chayda no longer gets a double portion. Kamashlam, no, because since you're not paying for it, therefore it's considered a shvach mamela. Shvacha de mamela ka'asi is considered a shvach mamela automatically. L'chasiba mazayna, it didn't cost you a penny. Mani Rebbe, who is the author of this whole braisa Rebbe, the time you learned, Ein b'choy, this difference we make here between shvach memela or shvach that you in your input. If it's your input, the b'choy does not get double. But if it's memela, the b'choy gets double. We learned ein b'choy neitel pishnayim. A b'choy does not get double. B'shvach sheshavchu nechasim la'achar misavin. This opinion, the first opinion says he never gets double. Anything that happened after the father, post the father's death, the b'choy does not get double portion. However, Rebbe says, I say it depends. B'choy neitel pishnayim. A son, a b'choy will get double portion. B'shvach sheshavchu nechasim la'achar misavin. He will get a double portion. Any improvements that happens after the father dies, only if it's natural, if it came by itself. But if it's something that the Yisraelim themselves, they built a house or they planted a vineyard or something, on that you don't get double portion. Yeah, that's right, you don't get double portion.
Yoshu, what's the chiddush of that, Lagabe, what we said before? We said before that anything which that they put into it after the misses are of.
We asked who the author of that, who the author is. Here we have two tanoim. The first time it says, Abchai gets never gets double at all. I don't care if it's the B'dechem Mele input. It makes a difference. Okay, we'll stop picking tomorrow, Mitzvah.